2 years and 6 months, okay, here we go. That's in the first or the second?
The second.
Now, going back to closer to your subject, we have the Pasuk in Echad said, everybody who was chasing Am Israel, they catch her Ben Amisarim, between Lahdud, between.
Between the borders.
They couldn't finish the border while they were fleeing for their life. They caught her, and the enemy took revenge on us. This is the Peshaw. Right. The Midrash said, "What Ben Amisarim? If we open Rashi now in Echa, Biur Ben Amisarim is the time between Shema Asar B'Tamun
and Tisha
B'Av. Adori B'Tamun
Ben Amisarim. So this is the source.
We have Ben Amisarim, which is the time between Shema Asar B'Tamun till Tisha B'Av.
But that's in the first bite.
Diamond Ben Amisarim between.
Okay. But in the second Bet HaMikdash, in the second Harban, Shiva'asa Bet HaMuz, et Tish'a Be'ad, didn't take place Masmudin Labada. There was a separation.
What does that mean?
That means it didn't happen in the same year. Shiva'asa Bet HaMuz, it happened, but it was from the first Harban we celebrate. Whatever, we commemorate Shiva'asar Bet HaMuz. In the second Harban, the Bet HaMikdash, Nahrav, not in that same year. It took place.
He said it was 30
years
months.
Later, 5 years, I don't know how many years later.
He told us 30 months.
30 months.
Was Rabbi Tevet until Tisha B'Av, 30 months in the second one.
30 months.
Right. But the first Bet HaMikdash, it was Shiva'asar Bet HaMuz until. But that's when it took place in the first one. They broke through the walls, and that's it.
To your question, Shansikin Masikine. So we have Ben Amisarim between Shva'asar Bet HaMuz and Tish'a B'Av. Now once we come closer to Tish'a B'Av, which is starting Rosh Chodesh, now we have more strict. Right. What the more strict? Rafa al-Sakin means we're not allowed to eat meat. Right. We're not allowed.
More strict.
We're not allowed from Shva'asar Bet HaMuz. We're allowed to eat meat. Now, after Rosh Chodesh Av, we're not allowed. How about Rosh Chodesh itself? We are allowed to eat meat. How about
Shabbat?
We are allowed to eat meat. But otherwise, we're not allowed. That will be some more of us again. So now, in two brackets. How about if a person is sick and the doctor told him that he has to eat meat? Can he eat meat or not?
Yes.
The answer is 100% he can. Yeah. He can eat meat. Right. If the doctor
If there is a sakana.
Follow the doctor. That's
even without sakana.
Even without sakana.
Even without sakana.
Okay.
Daif,
pregnant woman, can she eat in Tisha B'Av?
If the doctor says.
Wait. I'm asking the rabbi.
He is asking the pregnant woman, do they have to fast in Tisha B'Av or not? This is the question?
Yes, and Shiva'asar Bet HaMuz.
Yishba'asar Beit Hamuz, they don't have to. Pregnant, they don't have to fast. In Tish'a Be'ab, they must fast. Ba'adim Mahasnu, don't have to. Because they must fast.
The question was 9 days, if she's allowed to eat meat or not.
The doctor said, just told you, the doctor said that the doctor prescribed.
We go with the doctor.
The doctor say always is, even Yom Kippur.
So now, what we learn from here, gentlemen, we have the second stricter. What's the third stricter?
That's very strict.
This
is old wives tale. يعني old wives tale يعني كلام نسوان هذه خرافات. We want to know the source of it. From where we got it.
We got what? No, we don't eat meat. Yeah. We don't.
And Raf Asakin and what?
And you could mention my name, and even I am nobody. Hasbi Halila, and God forbid, no hadi Kharafat, no hadi hadi. Hasbi Halila, Barbin Nan, no yikun hadi.
We're asking for the source.
The source is Maran HaKadosh. Okay. You go to Maran HaKadosh, and you see all these laws. Maran HaKadosh wrote it in Shulchan Aruch. And once Shulchan Aruch wrote it, Shekubbanu Aleinu Horaotav. Nobody in the world could go against Maran HaKadosh. Why nobody in the world? Because the Malach used to come every night to write with him the Halachot. Because his name is hint in the Torah. The Pasuk said, Lechu el Yosef, kol asher yomar lachem ta'azu. Shani Yosef, Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo. And at that time was the three Yosef.
Yosef Shevon Yisrael.
No. In the time of Rabbi Yosef Karo, we talked
about
500
years ago.
In the days of Ariza, can we solve Ariza? And Rabbi Yosef Karo, they used to play in the same shul. And there is a funny story that they were praying, and Arizal, he finished the Amidah, and the Hazan, he didn't start the Hazaraye. Arizal, Alul Hazan, Chabot. Arizal, he knew
what he was thinking
in the Amidah. This is the devil of our rabbis, Arizal. Arizal, who's Arizal? He came to this world to teach Muharahu. Muharahu is Rabbi Chaim Vital. He was born in Sham, in Damascus. And he went to Sfar, and he learned the Kabbalah. Then he went back to Damascus. And many stories, they say he is still buried in Damascus. Some people, they say they move him to Israel. But according to Hakam Hamra, he says he is still in Damascus. This is our giant. Shukharafat, Hasbi Halilah, Haram.
Okay, so... Toby, you got everything answered now?
You got everything.
Can we start with the regular class?
Yeah. Oh. That was part, by the way, that was part of the regular class.
That's an
addition.
Okay.
Yanadi Omar. He is asking a Yanadi Omar. So now we want to learn why we have to fast in Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz. What happened in Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz?
Five things
happened.
Five things.
The first thing is Luchot.
First is Luchot. Shani, Mishtabiru, and Luchot. Shani, Mishtabiru.
Shaita Egil. Shabbat Shalom.
Over here. Yani when Moshe Rabbeinu came back down from the heaven after 40 days and 40 nights, lechem lo achal u'mayim lo shatah. Moshe Rabbeinu in Midrash Vezot HaBeracha is saying, mehesyo u'lmata ish, mehesyo u'lmala Elohim. He is Almost Malach. The Pasuk said, Pe'il Pe'a Daber Bo, U'mar'e V'lo B'chidot, U'tmunat Hashem Yabit. Moshe Rabbeinu, when we went to the heaven to get the Torah, the Malachim told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mal Ilud Isha B'neinu. What is that? Hata Jem and Mara. Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu told Kadosh Baruch Hu, if they open their mouth, they burn me. For Habar Tabapihem, they burn me. He told him, Ihoz Bekaseh Kabod and answer them. Mistake throne, my throne, and answer them. And he told them, I am here to get the Torah, and the Torah is for us, not for you. How come? They said, for us, into Ankon Lot and Af, into Ankon Lot Ahmad, into Ankon Kabet Tabiha Vetamecha. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. After he spent the three times, and each time 40 days and 40 nights, Lechem lo akar maim lo shata, jim maon lo chot haberim, ve lochot lochot Elohim hima, ve mchtab mchtab Elohim hu, harut al lochot, hacha ish yishuv. They have the Aigel. They worship the Aigel. 6 hours he came late. Vayara amke moshesh moshe la redit min ahar. They made the Aigel. After all the Nesim that they saw in Mitzrayim here and there, they saw him, they saw them worshiping the Aigel. He took Shine Luchot HaBerit and he broke it. And he broke them. And this is the biggest question in the world. How come he gave to himself the authority to break the Luchot Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu and the Abi and Nabi'im, we don't come on Nabi Israel ke Moshe. Shon, how come he? This is one of three stuff that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him, Yishar Kohacha, good, you broke them. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Ahaba of Israel, from Habto, love to Am Israel, he broke the connection between Am Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I don't want any connection. I don't want to be like a married woman cheating on her husband. I want to have them penuya. Penuya is much lighter. They are not married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to break it. But in the meanwhile, Mishtaberu HaLuchot, when Mishtaberu HaLuchot, in Shabbat HaAsar B'Tammuz.
That's the first reason.
This is the first reason, and we have to mention five reasons. This is one of five why we fast in Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz. Butal Tamid. in the first Beit HaMakdash, Butal HaTamid.
They stopped the Korban.
They were surrounded with the enemy. And every single day, the enemy was asking Am Israel to pay for the Etekevesi Hat HaSeb Boker, Etekevesi Shenit HaSeb in Arbaim. We won't give you two kibasim unless if you give us two selle, two sacks of gold. And they used to, through the wall, the enemy used to send them two sacks of wall, of gold, of empty. Shine selle,
basket.
Thank you. Two baskets empty. They have to fill it with gold. Am Israel. They take it up. And then they send two kibasim in order for Am Israel to do
the korban.
That
stopped on the Shabbat.
In Shabbat, Shabbat Tammuz.
That stopped.
In Shabbat Tammuz, they send two baskets of gold. The enemy sent back instead pigs. Of kibasim, two pigs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To be slaughtered on the Beit HaMakdash. So butal ha-tamid, mabafi tamid. And this, when this happened in Shema Asar B'Tammuz. Hukia ha'ir, Shani Hukia ha'ir. After, as we mentioned before, 30 months, they surrounded Yerushalayim. Ma'am bikallu hada yitla, ma'am bikallu hada yitla. After 30 months, Taslamu al-Yehud. Hukia'a ha'ir, they succeeded the enemy to go and enter Yerushalayim through the walls of Yerushalayim. In the second Beit HaMakdash, Hukia'a ha'ir.
Shabbat shalom.
When this happened in Shabbat Sarbet Tammuz. Number four was a Roman general. His name is Apostomos. Apostomos. He took the Torah and he burned it. He burned the Torah in front of all the Jewish people. We have halakha. If a person, God forbid, he saw in his dream, Sefer Torah is burning, God forbid, he has to fast. Now physically, he took Sefer Torah and he burned it. In front of everybody, all the Jews, Apostle Moshe Rasha, he had the guts, he had the nerve to take Sefer Torah and to burn it in front of everybody. And this is when this happened. This happened in Shabbat Asar Beit Tammuz. In the Heichal of Beit HaMakdash, they took idol and they put it over there.
Who's the Roman?
I was scared. Somebody shouldn't ask me this question because very smart. ما قالوا هي عميد وعماد صلم بايخال even tomorrow in the prayer يقول هو عماد صلم بايخال. Why هو عماد؟ Because this is very big discussion. Nobody know who puts it. Is it the enemy puts it or Menashe puts it or very? That's why they say وعماد صلم بايخال توقف صلم بايخال
بيقولوه عميد بيعرفوا
عميد ما نعرف منه عماد بيقولوه عماد صلم بايخال توقف انحط
انحط
صلم بايخال and that's this is the fifth reason why we have to fast in Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz. But this is the big but, Rabotai. We don't want to close the subject at that point. We want to close it in nice note. The Pasuk said, Som Arbi'in, Visom Ahamishin, Visom Ashibi'in, Visom Ahasirin, יאפייך לצצון ולשמחה ולימים טובים והאמת והשלום אהבו. Which means סום הרביעי. Which one is סום הרביעי? היא סום 17 בתמוז. Why we call it סום הרביעי? Because it's happening in the fourth month. ניסן, אייר, סיוון, תמוז. סום החמישי. סום 9 באב. It's gonna be the biggest holiday. Hamishin, why Hamishin is referring to Chabi'ab? Because it's happening in the fifth month. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Ab. Soma Shibi'in. Which one Soma Shibi'in?
Yom
Gedaliah bin Ahikam. The seventh month. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Ab, Elul, Tishrei. Soma Asiri, Hasara B'Tibet. Again, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Ab, Elul, Tishri, Hishvan, Kislev, Tevet. All these days, when Mashiach comes, they're going to be the biggest holidays. The biggest holidays. And no more destruction of temple. No more that people or Jews will be under the judgment of some other government. Boraholam do yarev ya Adonai the Melech al kol haaretz v'yom ha'u yiyeh Adonai echad v'shmo echad. Inshallah, what we discuss today will be the last year that we discuss. Next year, inshallah, because Mashiach is here, so we don't have to mention or to study all these halakhot. And in order for us to hasten, to hasten the Biyat HaMashiach, we have to learn some halakhot. We say every single day, Kula shone halakhot b'chod yom, mutah lo shehu bin ha'olam haba. They are urging us to study halakhot more than any other stuff. We learn halakhot, we are good Jew. The Mishnah Perkei Avot said, Ein buri recheh, v'lo ha'ma'aretz hasid. If we know halakhot, we could be good Jew. So let's try to learn a few halakhot. And we were learning about Sefer Torah. and we learn in Biracha Olele Sefer Torah Berchat Asher Baharban. He went to Sefer Torah and he said Asher Baharbanu. ולפני שהתחיל השליח סבור לקרוא, נמצא טעות בספר תורה. Before starting the קריאה, he found out פי חרף
אללה. אוול חרף?
No.
He realized there's a mistake.
In the page. It's the page. It's the place. ודברה. כויס, אה. וספר תורה פסול, מה בסינור אבין?
עמדו ברכה לבטלה,
פרח. אישי יסאווי, שמלסי ברכה לבטלה, אשתו כמי ברך, הווים, קיפ קווייט, עד שיוציאו ספר תורה שני, תדאי גט, נאטר ספר תורה. ויקרא השליח סבון מהספר תורה שני, בלי שעולה ברך שני. He doesn't have to repeat.
על הדעת הנמאטה.
לספק ברכות לאחר.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk to me about it.
No. Right, what you said.
Your concern is here, Rabbi Ali. And no, it's not a sefer beracha. Had it a sefer beracha lebatala. So in order, no matter sefer beracha lebatala, maybe it's here, I think we've done, but I don't want to tell you sefer Torah. Yeah. How will you prove a Torah? Whoever goes to Aule, צריך לראות את המקום שממנו צריך לקרוא. Sometimes we don't pay attention. We come to the Torah, מה אמרכם ברחום? No. Before, he has to see the place that they're going to read from him.
Right.
From it. לפני שהיא ברך ברכת אשר בחרבן. Before. ואם הראו לו מקום אחר בטעות, it might happen.
Yeah.
וברך אשר בחרבנו.
Okay.
עדו דהוני ענה, ברך אשר בחרבנו, ואחר הברכה נתברר שצריך לקרוא במקום אחר.
He doesn't repeat
it.
He doesn't repeat it.
He showed him the wrong page.
The wrong page.
Moshe is saying good point. Before you just told us halakha, if you make beracha on sefer pasul, you bring another sefer Torah. You're doing a different page. You're telling me you have to make beracha. You don't have to make beracha.
That's true.
But I want to compare it to something else. That's
different, no?
What do you think, Sam?
He has to make it.
He's telling you the etiquette of what you should do.
The etiquette.
But doesn't mean that you should.
Moshe has a very good point. Moshe has a good point. Yani, don't ask me. Don't ask me. We just learned. We just learned that the Ole, he has to see the place that they're going to read for him. No, he didn't see. For Jaher Mahal Tawe. You might say he has to repeat the Beracha. He's telling us, no, you don't have Safek Berachot Le'Acher, and you don't have to repeat.
So why
this is what is lying.
Okay, we accept that.
Okay, fine.
But why it's different with the apple that
What's
your question, Moshe?
Last 2 weeks you teach us Kohen cannot go after Kohen.
Right.
Bravo. By accident, we have a Kohen, we bring another Kohen after that, and he says a Beracha, and now we find out, no, Kohen after Kohen, not supposed to be there. What happened?
I think
now?
You just let it go. Just let it go.
No, by accident.
But he said the Beracha.
You already said the Beracha, you said.
He said the Beracha, he said.
Yeah, what happened?
If he said the Beracha, they're going to read for him.
Right. Read for him.
But
Beracha is very important.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen in our shoes because they...
You prepare for it, doesn't...
They bite him up.
You make sure it doesn't happen.
No.
It's a Beracha.
My
question is, he said the Beracha, that's why. So, we can milo.
He can milo, she say. He said the Beracha, maybe say.
Okay, now we know. Rohi
Beracha, le batala.
You fire the Mesader.
Get a new Mesader, it's true.
It's happened to you or no?
Okay, what's the next one?
Very important, and we might not pay attention to it. Sarich ha'oleh le'Torah, whoever goes as oleh, v'yashaliyah subur, and the hazan, lukroo me'omet.
And wife.
Wife, akid lakam dibruku, sh'ammar bi'illiyoni, sh'ammaru. V'ilu yismeku asmam lakotel o le'teba. Maybe sir
in Sindu,
to lean, don't lean. Do you want for metal?
Don't
lean. Askari. Askari. Askari.
Mean it's not supposed
to lean.
They're not supposed to lean.
The
Baal Kore and the Ole. Both of them. Unless if they are
heavy,
they could lean. But otherwise, O Zaken, O Chole, Shekhashe Laim, Belit Isro.
Chole.
ויכן אם לא יוכל העולה לראות הכתב של הספר תורה כדי לקרוא המשלי הסבור אלא על ידי שיסמוך עצמו וישען על התיבה רשאי לעשות כן. Otherwise, they have to stand still.
Respect.
Respect. We're reading in the most important book in the world. We're reading in the Sefer Torah. We're reading in the holiest book. Everybody has to be standing still. شو ينسن شو يحط ايده في جيبه
يحطه في جيبه ان ايديهم كثيره
نو ريسبكت
في كثير بيحطوا ايدهم في جيبه لما بيطلع على السوق
كثير
لازم يصدر ايده يقيم ايده
لازم يعيط لازم يقرا مع البعض القناه نلاحظ يعني
اكيد
He's not supposed to even to hold the Torah.
Why not? You can hold on to it. No, you can hold on the Torah. You always contact with it. Okay.
Just don't lean
on it. Okay.
Yeah. Supposed to, right?
But not lean on it.
Right.
Not leaning.
Just holding. You know, don't go like this. You put your arm and look at the seat. You know, rest your arm on the teba.
Your father, your rabbi, went to the Sefer Torah. He had to stand up for him. And they stand up. If he doesn't want to stand the whole aliyah, at least in his way to the teva, back and forth, he has to stand up.
Hatan?
Huh?
Hatan?
What about him? The Hatan?
Hatan. Amashura.
Melech.
Melech.
Abba shel Uz.
Abba
shel Hatan, ala le Torah.
Father-in-law? You think father-in-law? Father-in-law.
I'm saying it's Hatan because he's male. He shouldn't be standing up. How we get up?
Kibbutz Abba Aim. Always. Always.
You override.
Uncle.
Override everything.
Override. Kibbutz Abba Aim. Rabotai, we have no idea how important. This is the one that Sikhara Bissadda. You want long life, you respect your father and mother. You honor your father and mother. Like we mentioned it once, Rabbi Tarfon, once it happened to him that his mother was walking in the hallway coming to the house, and she was wearing slipper. And Sharmet the slipper got caught. Mother and shown that machine. So Rabbi Tarfon, he puts his hand and he asked, he told her mommy, You cannot walk on the floor. You have to walk on my hand. And step by step, he took her to the house. Short while afterwards, Rabbi Tarfon Hala. He got sick. And he got sick seriously. All the big rabbis, they came to see him, Bukur Holim. The mother told the rabbi with tears on her eyes, please pray for him. He is the best son in the world. You know what happened few months ago for me? This is what happened. He made me walk on his hands. Pray for him. He should have refuah shelema. They told him he didn't do half of his obligation for his son to his mother. Once we have father, we have mother, we have obligation, Rabotai. Very big obligation. Whatever we do for them is not enough. Till a degree that our rabbi said, whoever has father and mother alive, he has a problem. He has a problem because no matter how much he gives, he is not giving enough. This is the Kabbalah Tabiha with the Mecha. And let's go a little bit deeper, Rabotai. Why that much? Why that much? So, Kabbalah Tabiha with the Mecha. يعني يهم وراء مقام كمراء أبيخة ليش why that much listen to this true that there is three partners that make the fetus the baby. The father, mother, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why Kabbalah Tabiha V'Temecha is very important? Not because only sacrificing very much for the son to grow and to they feed him, they do everything for him. Because of this connection between the father and mother, they created him. And he gonna be living forever, shining forever. ليشن ناموا مع بعضهم بدون يخلق الولد والولد والولد. We believe in our religion, and after 120 years, they روح واحد لعالم أبا, which is eternal. So they made him eternal. That's why whatever he gives to. Back to the father and mother is not enough. It's not enough. Yani not only physically, but also spiritually. Because of this, they made him to earn Olam Abba.
So just look at the corporation, Hashem. Father and mother, look who is his friend, look who is connected with the father and mother. They are partner with Hashem. What do you want a better reason than that to respect them?
Yet, I have to conclude with this. If a person saw his father under hamle, burden, and his rabbi, which one he has to take care of first? Rabbi. His rabbi first and then his father. So from here we know, we could understand how much the rabbi is.
How much the Torah is important.
How much the Torah is important.
Same reason. Same reason. Give him Hayya Olam Abba even more.
Same reason. Adar Chavul Olam Azeh is Rabbi making earn Olam Abba.
So how do you determine who's your rabbi? How do you determine who is your rabbi?
You
learn from a lot of people. You learn from two or three rabbis. How do you determine who do you stand up for? Everyone?
rabbi.
No, you can call him rabbi, but he's not a rabbi. Rabbi, 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 but it doesn't become a
if you want, if you want answer to this question,
they have to come next week.
What time is this
one? You have time, don't worry about it. We're not going anywhere.
7:30, we have to come next week.
7:35,
he's not going to even remember
if
that.
If you want to be, to know, is this guy is my rabbi or not, you have to go to Perkei Avot. And in Perkei Avot, they made it nice and clear. And the conclusion is, if a person learn one word from another person, he has to give him respect.
So then in the Torah, you have to stand up to him.
We know that.
For every rabbi.
He told Ahitophel, Alufim Mudai, even he learned from him only one
question. His question is this his rabbi that he could sacrifice for his rabbi, not for his father? Has to be, is everybody could be your rabbi. This is Rabbi Mubhak, you have to give more preference than your father.
Yeah.